Ken Roczen, Unadilla. I thought your Euros were good in the mud. What happened? Well, I shouldn't say that. You had a decent day.
That's what I thought, too. No,
first... Never got a start, really.
Well, the second start actually was pretty good, but once we're up there, like, we're all kind of breaking in. There was a water puddle, and just the second moto again just got blasted. I didn't know where to go, because in the first moto, I didn't get a start, and you don't, you know, people crash in front of you or not. Like, it's kind of, you can't see. So, first moto was just, I haven't ridden these conditions. Probably, we didn't have a mud race in 2016, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you're right.
Yeah.
This was bad last year, but you weren't here, obviously.
I wasn't here last year, so it's been a long time. So, I was, like, just trying to go out there and have some fun. But
when you're back there, can you have fun? I mean, or are you just frustrated? Like, legitimately, can you?
I wasn't really gelling with anything today, like, because it was those kind of conditions. And it's the first time with the bike and the mud and everything. And I was just kind of trying to like survive, I guess, right? And then I also had to pull in for new goggles, and did that. And then I went down twice in the first moto, and man, it was just miserable. And I ended up in like seventh. So second moto, once I didn't even make it to the finish line after, and I had a big old dirt clot right here, and I pulled, and it must have destroyed the film or something. And so, and I couldn't see anymore. Nothing was pulling, so I had to unfortunately rip them and take the goggles off. And the first few turns and lap was pretty nasty, and then got a new goggle, and we were like catching up on our lappers and people that crashed so quick that I didn't get like somewhat of a clear lap until like late in the race. It was probably like lap 9th and 10th, maybe 8th, where I was significantly dropping my lap time, and I was actually going pretty good, and I closed up a pretty big gap to Nicoletti and Webb, and I was right behind them, and I went down the hill, and you know, it's hard to see, and the rut, there were some ruts, especially in the first moto, that they left, so the ruts were actually kind of hard, and then you had the mud all over. And I kind of tucked the front, and my rear kind of got caught on a rut, and I just went right into the soup right there. So,
yeah, you were all over Nicoletti. It looked like you were going to make the move, and like you said, Webb wasn't far ahead. So
yeah, they were right. We were actually like a freight train right there. So I feel like this one mistake, it could have turned the day around, and if I could have finished in like fourth, I feel like it would have been a good day, but unfortunately I went backwards then. And
I think when you look at the podium and the top five, you can just look at their starts and be like, oh, those guys all got starts, which, you know, I mean, could have been you, which your starts usually are pretty good, but not today.
Yeah, no excuses. I mean, it was just, it was a tough day. And honestly, with this kind of weather, anything can happen. And I usually love the rain, but I just feel like, you know, in Florida, it's been raining so bad that we either can't ride our track at all, or we have to go to a sand track. So this was definitely a first in at least a couple of years. So, but I'm stoked to get this one out of the way. And, you know, all I can do is keep my head up and look forward. We've had a few good races, and it sucks to not have a good race right now. But
big news today, Team Puerto Rico, Motocross the Nations, Ronnie Mack, Travis Pastrana, and Ryan Sipes.
Yeah, I heard that. All on two strokes, too.
How's that going to go?
I don't know. I mean, they're either going to do pretty good and qualify, and things will be fine, but it'll be kind of interesting.
I won your bet today. I won my bet with Courtney today on Caleb Russell, but we are going to go double or nothing next week.
Well, you didn't. So, first moto.
It was overall.
It was pretty. Yeah, you got that right. He went down twice, I think. Man, I'm pretty bummed because he was going good, man. I was hoping, I was pulling for him. You almost, I mean, I guess there is no you almost lost it, but he was in a pretty good position.
I would have lost if he hadn't fallen.
Yeah.
No, you're going to go double or nothing?
We're going double or nothing. I say Caleb Russell does not make top 10 at Budge, and Courtney says she does.
So it'll be interesting. Like I said, he's pretty good in these conditions, and anything can really happen here. So it'll be interesting what the weather is going to do in Butts Creek. And I mean, I'm pulling for him. Like, I want him to do good. So especially then you're going to lose.
Exactly. All right. Hey, thanks. Nice hanging out this week a little bit. Thank you for your bit, and we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Cool. See you next week. Cool.